Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from high atop the ice surface at MTS Center. We welcome you to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. Drew Mindell alongside Michael Remus tonight here in the press box as the St. Louis Blues have just defeated the Winnipeg Jets by a 4-2 margin this afternoon entering into this evening. Michael, it was a good day for the local Winnipeggers on the St. Louis Blues. Unfortunately, it wasn't a good day for the local home team, that being the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah, coming into the game, you thought that the Jets, this was a game they had to win. It's against a division rival. You knew it was going to be a tough challenge. The Blues played yesterday afternoon. They're on their fourth game in 6 days, and the Jets, who've complained about fatigue as of late, they took Friday off practice yesterday, but they couldn't quite get it done tonight against St. Louis, or this afternoon.
That's exactly right. The St. Louis Blues were also shorthanded today, as a stalwart on the back end, Jay Bouwmeester, doesn't play for the Blues, seeing his NHL-leading Ironman streak come to an end prior to today's game with his injury. I believe he had actually the longest Ironman streak in professional sports. So that comes to an end. I believe Andrew Cogliano takes the lead now in terms of Ironmans in the NHL. Prior to today, Bouwmeester had played 737 straight regular season games. He got banged up yesterday in Ottawa, wasn't able to suit up for the Blues today. Jets did open the scoring today. It came at the 9:04 mark of the first period. Brian Little gets his sixth of the year, gets off the schneid as he had been struggling to get the puck in the back of the net. He gets his sixth of the year, assist to Andrew Ladd and Blake Wheeler. Play sort of made by Wheeler on this one, as he picks up the puck behind the Blues zone, behind the Blues net, circles around, comes out in front, tries a pass across to Andrew Ladd. Puck ends up pinballing onto the stick of Brian Little, right on a stick, right off a stick, past Jake Allen. No chance for the Blues goalie, and the Jets have a 1-0 lead, and you think that they might be taking advantage of a tired opponent jumping on them early in the game today.
Yeah, the play started. There was some nice cycling down low on the left side. You had Ladd, Wheeler, and Bogosian ringing around the boards, and Wheeler got the puck behind the net. Made a nice pass. Ladd was in his skates, but then Brian Little came in and finished it off. And, this was coming off a power play. And the theme for the Jets the last couple of games, the last six, is they haven't scored in the power play coming into the game. They were 0 for the last 23. Their last power play goal coming in the game against Ottawa earlier this month. But they bounced back nicely and were able to put one in and get off to lead. And it's very important for this team with their defensive style to play with the lead. And then you can kind of sit back and not be as aggressive because, you have a one-goal lead, obviously.
You're right about that. The Blues only did take that one penalty in the entire game. That came at the 4:32 mark of the first period. So after the Jets didn't capitalize, you can say that, I guess, the power play wasn't the problem today. They only had one opportunity. Of course, it didn't end up resulting in a goal, so the power play struggles do continue to some degree. No more scoring in the first period. I thought the Jets were the better of the two teams probably for the first half, maybe first two-thirds of the first period. After that, the Blues seemed to catch their legs, and then entering into the second period, the Blues definitely took the play to the Jets. They finally get rewarded. It's Jaden Schwartz. He gets his eighth of the year. Assist to Alex Steen and Yori Laterra comes on the power play. The Blues came into the game with the third leading power play in the NHL, and you could see why it's been so successful so far this year. They did score two of their four goals on that power play. This one comes with Adam Lowry in the box on a delay of game for flipping the puck over the glass in his own zone. Blues take advantage. Jaden Schwartz, like I said, gets his eighth. Great play by Alex Steen. He plays the power play. He plays the point on the power play for the Blues. It was the left point. It's sort of a slap pass. Jaden Schwartz is left unattended in front of Andre Pavlik. He gets a nice tip, puts it between Pavlik's legs, and it's 1-1 at that point.
Yeah, this line has been one of the top lines in the NHL this season. Yori Laterra was one of the NHL's three stars of the week, I believe it was last week, and everyone knows Tarasenko. He is, manufactures all these highlight reel goals, and the Blues power play was a treat to watch today. They were working the puck around. They had a few chances with Alex Steen on the left point. You did a few passes and a few slap passes, and Jaden Schwartz with a real nice tip in front, but it was all created by some great passing and offensive zone possession by the Blues.
Yeah, the Jets were able to keep Vladimir Tarasenko off of the score sheet today, so that's positive. They didn't get beat by Tarasenko. In fact, that Schwartz-Tarasenko-Latera line didn't do much in terms of even strength, in terms of really taking over the game. That said, their power play was successful enough, and they had the other guys contribute to the team. Jets, even though they were really getting dominated for much of the second period, were able to retake the lead. It comes on Jim Slater's first goal of the year, his first point of the year, the first goal scored by the Jets' fourth line this season. Comes at the 9:53 mark of the second period. The Jets win the faceoff in the blue zone. Puck ends up on Alex Pietrangelo's stick. He gives it away after he's pressured by Chris Thorburn. Comes to Jim Slater right in the slot. He makes no mistake. A good goal over Jake Allen. The Jets have a 2-1 lead despite not being the better of the two teams in the second period to this point in time.
Yeah, Jim Slater, you know, we know the fourth line has struggled. They haven't scored. They don't get too much ice time. Jim Slater with 6:37 tonight because of the penalty kill. But you look at Thorburn, 4:48. And Halaschuk,
3:33 for Matt. 3:33 for Matt Halaschuk. That's actually more than they played Thursday against the Red Wings. So, I mean, relatively speaking, you're right that the Jets' fourth line doesn't play a lot. 4:48 for Thorburn and 3:33 for Halaschuk is more than they saw Thursday against the Red Wings.
Right, but if the Jets want to win these games against teams like the Blues, you're going to need the secondary scoring from the third and fourth lines. A nice play by the fourth line chipping in. Jim Slater, known for his faceoffs. Halaschuk comes in and scoops the puck and gets a shot on net, and then the clearing attempt blocked and right on Jim Slater's stick and puts it past Jake Allen.
That's right. At first, the goal had been awarded Slater from Halaschuk and Thorburn. They obviously went back, looked at it, and ruled that it was just a turnover by Alex Pietrangelo that gave the Jets the scoring play. That was probably the right decision. I'm not sure that they needed a primary and secondary assist on that play. The Blues tie it up again on the power play at the 17:57 mark of the second period. The goal is David Backes's. It's his sixth of the year. Assist to Alex Steen and Jake Allen. It's just a tremendous pass from his own zone by Alex Steen right up the middle. The Jets defense gets caught playing too wide. I believe it was Enstrom and Bogosian on the ice for the penalty kill. David Backes takes the puck. It's a breakaway, and he beats Pavlik gloveside. Just a tremendous world-class quality pass from Alex Steen to David Backes.
Yeah, and Backes just nothing fancy, just puts a wrister past Pavlik. And the power play really was working tonight for the Blues. I mean, two power play goals. The Jets took the double minor in the third, and Kane had two penalties with a roughing. And, I mean, you mentioned earlier they had one of the top power plays in the league, and you saw that tonight at MTS Center.
After 40 minutes, the game was tied at two goals apiece. You're entering into the third period. You have the Blues, who are a tired team, should be a tired team. They're playing their sixth period of hockey in the last 24 hours. No matter to them, though, they do jump on the Winnipeg Jets, and they get the game, what ends up being the game-winning goal. It comes at the 2:25 mark. Ryan Reeves, local Winnipegger, obviously the son of former Blue Bomber Willard Reeves, he gets his third of the year, assist to Steve Ott and Alex Pietrangelo. What happens here is that Ott turns, fires the puck. It's blocked by Bogosian. It ends up sort of in the slot right around the hash mark area. Ryan Reeves leaves Toby Enstrom. Enstrom had him in front of the net. Reeves gets the puck, turns, fires, and beats Pavlik. Probably a goal that Pavlik wants back, but, you know, Ryan Reeves, nothing fancy. Throw it on net, good things happen. And in this instance, good things did happen for the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, and this season when the Jets have given up three or more goals, I think they only have but one win. They've never won when given up four goals in a game, and you talk about...
Not an overwhelming surprise there, really. You give up four goals in a game, you don't expect to win.
Yeah, right. Well, the Jets are a team. They've struggled scoring. I mean, they average about a little under two goals a game this season. You talk about fourth lines. I thought the fourth line tonight for the Blues was great, especially on, you know, short rest. You look at the ice time, Steve Ott, 10:14, Max Lapierre, 8:24, and Ryan Reeves a little less at 6:04. But Ott and Lapierre, you know, they're used on the penalty kill. They were shuffling them through the lines a bit as well. And it was, you know, hard work resulted in a goal for the Winnipegger.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm sure he'll remember that one, scoring the game-winning goal on the ice at MTS Center, obviously Winnipeg being his hometown. The Blues, actually, we'll talk about Evander Kane. He takes a four-minute double minor for high-sticking Barrett Jackman. That came at the 11:15 mark of the third period. To the Jets' credit, they are able to kill off that double minor. Thought it might give him a bit of a boost. They did try and take the play to the Blues and, you know, got a couple of scoring chances, nothing fabulous. Then with the net empty, they end up, it's Paul Stastny. He gets his third of the year, assist to Alex Pietrangelo, puts it into the empty net, and it's a 4-2 victory for the St. Louis Blues. You know, the Blues are a upper echelon, top flight NHL team, and we've seen that the Jets at this point in time really can't play against those guys. Yeah, they're going to win some games when they play against them. They're going to beat the Blackhawks 1-0 like they did on that Sunday a couple weeks ago. But for the most part, we saw it on Thursday against the Red Wings. We saw it today against the Blues. The Blues imposed their will on the Jets. They were the better of the two teams for the majority of the game, and they're rewarded with a 4-2 victory.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It was tough for the Jets to really generate anything, especially when they spent, you know, had those 4 minutes in the box. I mean, Evander Kane coming out of the box had a nice play, but turned the puck over on a pass to Bufflin. Got to give credit to Pavlik as in the second period, I think it was, Jori Lehterä. I mean,
yes.
Had a great pass from Schwartz. And Pavlik kicked out the pad and made that save. But the Jets, they had a few chances at the end, but I don't think it was anything significant. But, you know, you want them to play tough and play close games. This game was there for the taking. They had 2 one-goal leads, but couldn't quite close it out. And that's kind of been the theme in the last couple of games. I mean, you look at the game against Detroit, had a lead, and they came back. The game against Nashville, scores with... a couple minutes left in that last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But the Jets have really struggled against top teams. They've beat up on the Carolinas for 2 wins. They beat up on New Jersey. Ottawa they beat. But when it comes to playing top teams, they need to get elite goaltending like they did against Chicago that game from Michael Hutchinson. But, you know, they allowed 3 goals to the Blues and couldn't, with their trouble scoring, they couldn't put a few past Jake Allen.
Andre Pavlik has lost his last, I believe, 4 or 5 starts in a row. He lost today, obviously, against the Blues. That's 1. The Red Wings on Thursday is 2. He lost to the Predators last week on Saturday is 3. The Wild, 4. Even though he wouldn't have been the goalie of record, I don't believe, in that Wild game as the Jets came back and Hutchinson ended up giving up the game-winning goal. But he was in the net when they scored. They were up 3-0, the Wild were. And prior to that, the Montreal Canadiens game. So Andre Pavlik, loser of his last 5 starts for the Winnipeg Jets. So something to keep an eye on there. If he's coming back down to earth, if the team's defensive commitment, it only goes so far. It's, you know, you can have a good defensive commitment against some of the weak sisters that the Jets have been able to play as of late, but against these big, tough teams in the Western Conference, the Blues, the Predators, who are still, you know, up at the top of the Western Conference, a very good team by all accounts, not as easy for the Jets to keep doing the same thing. Jets fall to 10-9-3 on the season. They finish this 3-game homestand 1-2-0. To their credit, or not to their credit, but to their benefit, you look at the Jets' schedule upcoming, and over the next 5 games, you really would expect to win 4 of the next 5. You have the Blue Jackets on Tuesday. They're struggling. They got riddled with injuries. You got the Sabres on Wednesday. The Sabres are playing in the McDavid-Eichel sweepstakes, and they've been open about that all year. The tough game is Boston on Friday in Boston. They come home after Friday's game. They don't play again until Wednesday, the 3rd of December. That's the time the Jets are next on home ice against the woeful Edmonton Oilers. And then Friday against the division rival Colorado Avalanche. You look at that 5-game stretch, the Jets would say we should win 4 of those 5 games. So it'll be interesting to see what happens as we approach U.S. Thanksgiving, which is obviously next Thursday, and we'll see everybody knows that's a benchmark for teams if they're either in the playoff race or have fallen out. Interesting to see what happens with the Jets next week. In terms of time on ice for the Winnipeg Jets, Remus, you mentioned the fourth line minutes earlier. In terms of defensemen, Toby Enstrom leads all defensemen at the 24:05 in terms of time on ice. If you look at the forwards, it looks like Brian Little, Yeah, Brian Little, 19 minutes and 22 seconds, leads all forwards for the Winnipeg Jets. As I mentioned, they're next in action Tuesday night in Columbus. There is no NHL midweek this week as the Jets and the Sabres will play Wednesday. So we're back next Saturday with the Illegal Curve Hockey Show, 10 a.m. special start time on TSN 1290. Stay tuned for audio from both the Jets and the Blues dressing room, courtesy of Dave Minuk and Ezra Ginsberg. For Michael Remus, I'm your host, Drew Mandel. Thanks for listening. This has been the Illegal Curve post-game podcast.